Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. It's me again, Ashley Crisp, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. This summer, each week will be led by one person, so I'm excited to hear these stories with you this week. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we are learning the words from Isaiah 55. We're going to start with these two verses and slowly add more in the coming weeks. Today, I will say a line and you repeat it after me. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Today I will be reading from the Jesus Storybook Bible. The creation story in this Bible is titled The Beginning, A Perfect Home. In the beginning, there was nothing, nothing to hear, nothing to feel, nothing to see, only emptiness and darkness and nothing but nothing. But God was there, and God had a wonderful plan. I'll take this emptiness, God said, and I'll fill it up. Out of the darkness, I'm going to make light, and out of the nothing, I'm going to make everything. Like a mommy bird flutters her wings over her eggs to help her babies hatch, God hovered over the deep, silent darkness. He was making life happen. God spoke. That's all. And whatever he said, it happened. God said, "Hello, light." And light shone into the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. "You're good," God said. And they were. Then God said, "Hello, sea. Hello, sky." And a great space opened up, wide and deep and high. "You're good," God said, and they were. Then God said, "Hello, land," and there, splashing up through the oceans, came cliffs, mountains, sandy beaches. "You're good," God said, and they were. "Hello, trees," God said. "Hello, grass and flowers," and everything everywhere burst into life. He made buds bud, shoots shoot, flowers flower. "You're good," God said, and they were. "Hello, stars," God said. "Hello, sun. Hello, moon." And whizzing into the darkness came fiery globes, spinning around and around, whirling orange and purple and golden planets. "You're good," God said, and they were. "Hello, birds," God said, and with a fluttering and flapping and chirping and singing, birds filled the skies. "Hello, fish," God said, and with darting and dashing and wriggling and splashing, fish filled the seas. "You're good," God said, and they were. Then God said, "Hello, animals," and everyone came out to play. The earth was filled with noisy noises, growling and gobbling and snapping and snorting and happy and skerfluffling. "You're good," God said, and they were. God saw all that he had made, and he loved them, and they were lovely because he loved them. But God saved the best for last. From the beginning, God had a shining dream in his heart. He would make people to share his forever happiness. They would be his children, and the world would be their perfect home. So God breathed life into Adam and Eve. When they opened their eyes, the first thing they ever saw was God's face. And when God saw them, he was like a new dad. "You look like me," he said. "You're the most beautiful thing I've ever made." God loved them with all of God's heart, and they were lovely because God loved them. Adam and Eve joined in the song of the stars and the streams and the wind and the trees, the wonderful song of love to the one who made them. Their hearts were filled with happiness, and nothing ever made them sad or lonely or sick or afraid. God looked at everything he had made. Perfect, he said. And it was. But all the stars and the mountains and oceans and galaxies and everything were nothing compared to how much God loved his children. He would move heaven and earth to be near to them, always. Whatever happened, whatever it cost him, he would always love them. So it was that the wonderful love story began. The word of the Lord. I found it interesting that today's version of the creation story and the story we read yesterday from the Book of Belonging both talked about birds and their nest. I wonder why that is. I also wonder what words stood out to you in this version of the creation story. What are you wondering about today? Let's finish our time together by saying these words of blessing. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.